everybody.
Another edition of The Flip Side coming your way on this Tuesday, August the 7th. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. You know, CNBC never ceases to amaze me. Here you have the self-described financial network. Or the number one financial network in the U.S. Constantly having guests on who are overtly optimistic about America's economic future. And yet, they constantly promote programming on CNBC that tell stories about American greed and the people who perpetuate massive fraud. Their latest shows they are promoting is named Fugitive, where by the name I guess this program is going to deal with people who steal a lot of money and flee America. And yet, when it comes to doing actual programming on who is really fleecing America, they give it short shrift. Well, this morning on CNBC, in order to keep hopium alive, they interviewed Federal Reserve Bank of Boston President Eric Rosengren. And he stated that the Fed should pursue an open-ended quantitative easing program of substantial magnitude to boost growth and hiring amid the global slowdown. Wow, quantitative easing, back on the radar screen. Let's see how the markets react to that statement when we return.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. And I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong. Yeah.
Well, our Tuesday, so whatever was read before the statement about the need for the Fed to enter into major quantitative easing now up 74 points. They love the hopium. 13,191. NASDAQ up 24 at 3,014. Dollar marginally weaker. Dollar index at 82.19. Crude oil continues to march higher, up 63 cents at 92.83. And also news that a major fire had broken out in a California refinery, which means prepare yourself for higher gas prices. And needless to say, all the metals are higher based on quantitative easing statements. Gold up 40 cents at 16.13, silver up 20 cents at 28.15, platinum up 11 at 14.15, palladium up 8 at 5.92. And the miners better by 180 basis points. XAU now sitting at 155.70. Briefly on the miners, I read an interesting op-ed yesterday talking about why the miners have had such a bad few months. And in large part, it's because of higher costs that it takes to extract gold and silver. And the argument is also made that a lot of miners are finding it more and more difficult to find profitable ore bodies. You can read between the line on that one. If miners are finding it hard to find profitable gold and silver ore, it means we could be expecting shortages in the not-too-distant future. Now, Dan Norsini seems to think that we could see major spikes in both gold and silver this month. And in light of the trial balloon that was sent up this morning about unlimited quantitative easing, and so I guess all eyes are going to be on Bernanke today because he's giving a speech before a teachers' union to see whether he either confirms or denies the Fed's intention. Nobody's really expecting anything out of Bernanke of consequence until the Jackson Hole meeting. And there's a reason why Dan Orsini thinks August could see a big spike in gold and silver. He says the first round of quantitative easing was announced during that Jackson Hole summit in late 2008. So the upcoming meeting may wind up being very significant when it comes to the direction that central planners are going to take. You may very well get a lift in gold based on the type of monetary response that may come out of the Jackson Hole meeting. The other situation, which could escalate and have huge impact in the key markets, particularly crude oil and gold, is the disintegration that is taking place in Syria. If the war begins to engulf a broader scope of the Middle East, bringing Israel and Iran into conflict, that powder keg could create an explosion higher in the price of both crude oil and gold. If there's a conflict, crude oil will soar, and that would bring big money into the gold market. So there are a number of things that could light a fire under the gold market. If we look at reports coming out of Europe today, it looks as though we could see some action by the ECB around September the 3rd. This is also very close to the time when the Fed will be meeting in Jackson Hole. So it's quite possible that we could see some significant fireworks ahead of those two events, particularly if the news leaks out ahead of time that a major stimulus will be taking place. And while it is possible we could see gold mark time here for the next couple of weeks before these crucial meetings, I would not rule out the possibility of a major move beginning in August. This is the type of atmosphere we are dealing with today. Anything could happen. And as I pointed out yesterday, my firm belief is the next 2-3 months are going to be interesting, to say the least. As you know, there's a lot of analysts that all seem to be of the same mindset that something nasty this way comes.
We're continuing our 2000.
And for whatever strange reason or coincidence, you might say, they all seem to peg September. Now, on my website, and I've said this many times before, I try as best as I can to be objective in the stories that I post. And I believe that a lot of the stories I post sometimes may look like a case of me trying to reinforce my bias. I try to be as objective as I can. And there's no question, some mornings I do a very good job at depressing myself with some of the stories I elect to post, and today is no exception. However, today's top story I found interesting for a number of reasons. While the mainstream media is consuming itself with the story about Mitt Romney's taxes and the grenades that are being thrown his way by Harry Reid and the Democrats, what are you hiding, Mitt? We heard rumors you haven't paid taxes for 10 years. And so this song and dance continues on a daily basis. And you would assume, which is always a bad thing to do, that if the Romney campaign wanted to put an end to this ongoing drip, drip, drip of accusation, all he had to do was just produce his tax returns. Kind of like Obama and his birth certificate. However, the subject, it seems that the media doesn't really want to deal with, probably for good reason, because it doesn't understand it, is Mitt Romney and his Mormonism. And I found a fascinating article today by William Chamberlain, entitled Mitt Romney and the Mormon Plan for America.
Yeah.
answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
People smile and tell me I love you. And we just begun. Think I'm gonna have a son. He will be like she and me, as free as a dove, conceived in love. Sun is gonna shine above. And even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. And everything will break a chain of love.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for this Tuesday. I can almost guarantee you there's not a single media person in America today that would feel comfortable asking Mitt Romney about the Mormon plan for America. This is far too complicated for them to deal with. Much easier asking him about his tax returns. And I found the William Chamberlain article fascinating in the fact that he spent 5 years in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And he says that during the time he was there, he was highly active in church functions and priesthood offices. He held a temple recommendant, went to the temple many times from 1980 to 1985. He even developed a friendship with Mitt Romney. But he points out that in the LDS Church, things are never what they seem. When I was in church, we were taught many things about the Mormon plan for America. These doctrines were not so much widely discussed outside the church because they were somewhat radical or even revolutionary in nature. And during his time at the LDS, he was also a member of what was called the Freeman Institute. This was a group founded by BYU professor and FBI agent Joel Skousen. This was not an officially recognized LDS group, but rather a quasi-political body of conservatives. Skousen's name is well known among 20th century right-wingers. His conservative credentials are impeccable. He is author of several highly regarded books, including The Naked Capitalist and The Naked Communist. And he is well known among many groups such as the John Birch Society. The name of the group Freeman comes from the Book of Mormons. And then he goes on to explain that Mormonism has a unique view of itself in American history. And he says this is not like the Catholic issue when John Kennedy was running for president in 1960. Kennedy was able to look the press straight in the eye and tell them that if he were elected president, he would not be allowing the Pope or his Archbishop in Boston to dictate how he would run the country. And that satisfied the press pretty much. And it quelled the Catholic issue at the time. And there was hardly even a peep during the 2004 election with John Kerry and his Catholicism. But Mormonism is different. Mitt Romney's roots run deep in the LDS religion. It could be argued that Kennedy was a lousy Catholic. Both he and his father, Joseph, were notorious philanderers and adulterers. Romney takes his faith very, very seriously. Like his father, George Romney, who ran unsuccessfully for president a generation ago in 1968, Mitt is a high priest in the church priesthood hierarchy. What cost George Romney the candidacy was the LDS's stand on race.
Something network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, John, how come you've got a Garden of Eden? My backyard looks like Dante's Inferno.
Could be any number of reasons. Where did you get your seeds?
I bought the 24 variety kit from one of those guys on the internet. Got a great deal, too.
Well, it may be that your seed isn't suited for this area.
Isn't it all the same?
Heck no, man. My bank came from Texas Ready. They offer regional seed banks so that you can be assured of getting seed that will grow in your area. Not only that, all of their seeds are fresh. You're not going to get some seed that's been sitting around in a freezer or warehouse for the last couple of years.
Oh, crap.
Friends, don't be lured into a not produce well in your area. Go to TexasReady.net and order a northern bank for growing zones 3 through 6 or a southern bank for zones 7 through 10. That's TexasReady.net. Live where you will, but be Texas Ready.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part.
They fought the longest war in American history. They fought the longest war in American history. In 1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war. But it wasn't. It was different in many ways, and so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam.
The heaviest fighting of the past 2 weeks continued today, 25 miles northwest of Saigon.
I wasn't really sure what was going on.
Welcome back to the flip side, looking behind the mask of Mitt Romney and talking about an issue that the mainstream media would not touch with a barge pole. It's too complicated for them. Media has a tendency to deal with stories that are black and white. But an investigation of Mitt Romney within the LDS Church, they would soon find out that he has risen to the highest levels of local priesthood power. He served a 30-month stint as an LDS missionary, which is the gold standard for LDS young men. A successfully returned LDS missionary is the Mormon equivalent of a Congressional Medal of Honor winner. In preparation for going on his missionary mission, Mitt Romney would have had to take an oath. It is these oaths that are a problem for a Mormon president. There are several of these oaths, but the one of them that most concerns us and should concern many is the oath of obedience to the law of sacrifice. This is one all faithful temple Mormons have sworn to. In part, the oath says, as Jesus Christ has laid down his life for the redemption of mankind, so we should covenant to sacrifice all that we possess, even our own lives if necessary, in sustaining and defending the kingdom of God. The key point to understand is that to a Mormon, the term kingdom of God means the LDS church. There's no difference. This kingdom of God is believed by devout Mormons to be a theocratic kingdom run by the prophet from Salt Lake City. They ultimately believe that they will head up a one-world benevolent dictatorship or kingdom run by the LDS prophet. This will not only be a religious and political kingdom, but it will also be an economic kingdom. It is not well known that LDS church leaders are chosen from among hereditary LDS families like Romney, who are captains of industry and wealthy, self-made executives of extraordinary capitalistic skill. Most are millionaires before they even assume their callings. Because of this, the LDS church leadership has demonstrated remarkable skill in building an economic empire out of their small beginnings. Today, the LDS church is probably the richest church per capita in the world. Of course, the Roman church is much wealthier, but it has had 1,700 years to amass its capital and has more than a billion members. The Mormons have only been around about 176 years and have only 1% of the members of the Roman Church. Yet they would be in the top 50 of Fortune 500 companies if they were characterized as a business. Part of the strategy of the LDS leadership is to invest in very powerful and influential holdings. Unlike most churches, they own TV stations, they own power companies. Most worrisome of all, they have made a concerted effort to buy up thousands of acres of farmlands, orchards, under their many dummy companies. Part of the reason the Mormons are doing this is because their particular view of the end times. Here's where Mitt Romney or someone very much like him comes in. two separate Mormon prophecies impact the scenario. The first is a belief taught by many LDS leaders, including Brigham Young, that a time would come when the U.S. Constitution would hang by a thread, and that the elders of Israel, meaning the LDS leadership, would come in and save the day. Many LDS, and indeed many conservative Americans, believe that today the Constitution is indeed in peril, whether it's from the encroachments on civil liberties from Homeland Security people or from groups like the ACLU, who seem determined to move through liberal courts to virtually outlaw religion from the public square and public discourse. How the elders would save the Constitution is not entirely clear, but it is presumed that there would be a restoration of the kingdom of God over the whole nation, and that the united order would be restored by a benevolent LDS prophet who was also a priest, king over America. Not many Americans know that the LDS founder, Joseph Smith, had himself crowned himself as king over America soon before he was shot at the Carthage jail by a mob. It is believed that all LDS prophets since him believe themselves to be sovereign as well. Now, obviously, there's a lot more to this than meets the eye. And as I said, if you want to look into it a little deeper, I have the article by William Sean Berlin posted as the top story on my website, entitled The Mormon Plan for America. And as I said, this is this is subject matter the mainstream press will not venture to. And understandably, they prefer to deal with subject matter that's easy to explain. Let's go to the phones. Lisa in Texas. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Robbie. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi. I can't even believe you're talking about this because I have been studying this in relation to Mormonism and its link to Zionism and so forth for a while now. And I'm just fascinated with what you're saying. Are you reading an article or do you have this in your head?
Oh, no. This is something far more complicated than my little brain could memorize. That's why, for a further understanding of what it is, I had the article linked on my website.
Okay, great. That's good. That's what I wanted to know, because I'll want to access that. I've been reading just this morning the history of Mormonism from a website called watch-unto-prayer.org, and it's very in-depth history regarding the history of Judaism, and just goes back thousands of years up to today and the role, what Mormonism is based on. And basically, bottom line, Mormonism has its base in Kabbalistic Judaism. And, you know, the mystical aspect.
Oh, absolutely. They have, without question, very close.
It explains
the close relationship between Mitt Romney and Bibi Netanyahu. Oh. They are kindred spirits, if you will.
Absolutely. I find that fascinating because I've, you know, done my due diligence in studying, you know, the Talmudism and Kabbalism. And, you know, it is very weighty, detailed information, but that is, if you're interested in looking at, I'll send you an email link to that because it goes in humongously
well,
great
they, detail. They also believe that Mormonism is the offshoot of one of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And they plan on contributing to the rebuilding of the Temple of Solomon.
Oh, and sure. And that's the reason why Romney, when he was in Israel, made the statements about Jerusalem being the capital of Israel.
Yes. You know, it's frightening. I don't know. I'm not frightened by it, but it's just fascinating how this is all playing out. And what I, you know, it's interesting. I used to be a Republican before I woke up. And so,
well, I used to follow Joel Skolson for many years as well. And he is your quintessential Republican conservative.
I know. And it's just that
and he's a Mormon.
Right. And his books I've read, 5,000 Year Leap.
Sure.
My dad loves, and we're Protestant Christians, so that's where we're coming from. But my dad loves the Naked Capitalist and Naked Communist. It makes sense to him. But I'm noticing in those works that there is a very subtle influence from Skousen's, you know, faith. And we have to be careful because it really also, Mormonism also falls under their unique form of Dominionism, which is very dangerous.
Oh,
and
yes.
they completely
I mean,
ignore
you'll find everything there. You'll find, you know, strong connections to the Masonic Order.
Yeah, yes. Well, that goes back to the Kabbalah, too. So, you know, it seems to me, in my reading, that, you know, Essenism, the Gnosticism, all of that goes back to Kabbalah. And every perversion of Christianity, even, you know, well, there are a lot of things that have been influenced by this Kabbalism, which is, you know, basically ancient paganism, mysticism from Babylon and Assyria. So, you know, it's amazing how it has infiltrated so many of the Christian, you know, sects, if you want to call them that. And
sure.
That's why we have to be very, very careful and know our scripture. If we're Christians, we need to know our scripture well. And Jesus says that my kingdom is not of this world. And, you know, for people to ignore that and try to create for God, his kingdom here on earth with them in charge, to me is just an egregious error. And I wanted to tell you, I said I was a Republican at one time, so I keep getting Republican emails, and I've tried to tell them to take me off their list. But I got the most interesting thing just a couple of days ago. I got an email from Mitt Romney, and I get mail from him every day. But what a waste of money on me. But it was basically an infomercial, a video of a commercial they've made against Barack Obama, which I'm not a supporter of. But basically, it was an infomercial for Israel. And I was so, at first I didn't want to watch it, but I thought, no, I need to watch this and see what he says. And it was basically clips of his trip to Israel. And what he said in his speeches, and I just thought, wow, this is so blatant and in your face. It's unbelievable. And, you know, Mark Glenn's The Ugly Truth website had a great article about Mormonism, too, and its links to Zionism and you know, the similarities. So there's a lot of great information out there. People just need to do their to their research, because, you know, if one is going to vote for Mitt Romney, one must realize that that is a vote for the furthering of the implementation of this very dangerous idea of dominionism and world government.
And let me just correct myself here. I guess I said Joel Skousen. It's Cleo. Cleon Skousen.
Cleon, yes. You're right. But Joel Skousen puts out an email every month his perspective. So I know that from a Mormon friend I have.
All right. Thanks so much, Lisa. I appreciate it, my dear. We flat out of time. I'm sure we'll be talking about this more in the future.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial-size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hello, I'm Chris Christopherson. On November 8, 1965, the 173rd Airborne Brigade on Operation Hump, War Zone D in Vietnam, were ambushed by over 1,200 VC. 48 American soldiers lost their lives that day. Severely wounded and risking his own life, Lawrence Joel, a medic, was the first living black man since the Spanish-American War to receive the United States Medal of Honor for saving so many lives in the midst of battle that day. Our friend Niles Harris, retired 25 years United States Army, the guy who gave Big Kenny his top hat, was one of the wounded who lived. This song is his story. Caught in the action of kill or be killed, greater love hath no man than
welcome back
to the
flip side on this Tuesday. You know, if you just simply do a Google search for the Mormon plan for America, you will be amazed by the results that you get. And so there's a treasure trove of information you will find on the net. And as I said, this is a subject matter that I would be shocked and amazed if any member of the media ever brought to the forefront. They will stay away from this like the plague. Because it kind of explains how the man thinks and what sort of agenda he would bring to the White House should he be elected president. It would make a global economic collapse seem like a walk in the park. But I'm biased on that one. But if you go to my website, you'll find the article posted at robbienoll.com, together with a whole series of other depressing articles talking about the economy. As I said, I don't try to do it on purpose or to reinforce my bias, but I'll leave it up to you to make your own decision. Let's see if we squeeze in a call here, Don, in El Paso.
Well, Robbie, I believe there's one church that trumps the Mormon Church and all of the others, and that's the Church of the RRS, or the Church of, I should say, the Federal Reserve and other yes. currencies of the world. They trump all other religions because in a universal world view, hope and faith are the foundations of religions. And I don't know anyone that doesn't have hope and faith in currency.
I'm sure you're well aware of what, Lewis McFadden said about the Federal Reserve.
Go ahead.
Well, he pulled no punches by saying it's the most corrupt institution the world has ever known. It's an evil institution created to do nothing more than impoverish the people of the United States.
It's a center of power.
Absolutely. Hey, Don, thanks for the call, my friend, but we're flat out of time. Well, my friends, stand by. Do this again tomorrow. Till then, see you. Bye.
Are you against